大家好。
Good morning, everybody.
2015年跟大家在礼拜天见面。
This is the first Sunday of 2015, and I'm here to see everybody to give a Dharma talk.
那不知道大家有没有注意到今年法鼓山的主题是什么？
I don't know, everybody have noticed about this year's, the main advocate of, Dhammajong Mountain.
知道吗?
Do you know?
美智菩萨知道吗?不知道啊。丽丽菩萨。哦,对,光明远大。
The title is The Great Light.
那副标。副标，丽丽菩萨知道吗？副标是智慧转进，自心光明。好，下一句，等一下你先翻。
Okay, the great light is the main subtitle, and there's four verses under the main title. We're going to talk about the first two, using wisdom to transform circumstances.One mind is bright.
那第二句的副标呢？慈悲利他，希望远大。
The next two is using compassion to benefit others. One's promise is great.
好，我就把这三句话祝福大家。
I use these good words and to wish everybody for the 2015.
那今天因为隔壁在折法禅杂志啊，我就在想，他们说每次来听经的人哈，后面的因缘我们都搞不清楚，可是我至少隔壁就有几位，安德森有几位在帮忙折，四位，就四位一定就在隔壁帮忙。
Here is holding the Dharma talk, and the next door they actually four people are folding the Dharma.Drum Magazine.
那就可以知道啊，谢谢你们大家能够来这边庄严道场。
I want to thank you everybody come to here to adorn this Qian Hall.
那我们二楼礼拜六的时候，从九点到三点有打坐，是随喜的，什么时候来都可以坐，什么时候想要走都可以走。
On Saturday, on the second floor, we have a whole day meditation session. Anytime you can come and you can leave anytime you wish.
那常常九点半的时候只有一位谁呢？就是坚香在那边。
Normally, the beginning of the sitting at the 9:30 is only one person, the person, in the Qian Hall.
那个人就是坚香。
That one is the timekeeper.
那我就问那个，因为我们三香，坚香有三位嘛，他们两位西方众，一位中国菩萨，我就问他们说，假如只有没有人的时候，你们怎么办？
The timekeeper actually three people, two English speaking people, and then one Chinese person. And I asked the timekeeper, if there's nobody here, what do you do?
他说我就自己一个人打坐，就是自己也可以休息嘛，哈。
And the person replies, if nobody here, I'll just meditate myself.
那我自己在想，万一这边没有人，是不是我就跟 Mina 两个人对讲呢？
And that give me some thinking. And if there's nobody in the audience, maybe we just talk to each other.
大概没有人，我们两个就不讲；一个人，我们就会讲。
If there's nobody, we may be skip the Dharma talk. But as long as it's one person, we will give the Dharma talk.
因为主要的是给自己一个机会练习，那既然有人来，代表他愿意嘛，那我们就跟他一起分享。
The main thing is give ourselves an opportunity to practice. Since there's somebody appear in the audience, and so we give the Dharma talk.
那跟大家在上一次分享弘智正觉的坐禅真的时候，是一个半月以前，11月21号。
Last time we talked about similar verses, but with the same title, called the Admonition on Chan Practice from Master Hongzhi Zhenjue. That was on November 21st. That's about a month and a half ago.
那年纪大的时候啊，以前我家老菩萨就是女众老菩萨跟我讲啊，六十岁以前啊，日子啊好像觉得比较长。到年纪轻的时候，希望小孩子长大。可是没有想到自己也变老。
When the aging progressed, and then I thought about my old Bodhisattva at home and taught me this. And before 60 years old, and I don't feel the aging. And then all I wish is the kids grown up and I'll be sad.
那过了65哈。联合国称为老人的时候呢，你就觉得时间过得好快。
After 65, and it's official, and then being category is elder or senior citizen, and then you will realize the time just fly by you.
他们说70岁的时候，每个月像飞的一样。
And I heard about people saying, when you're reaching 70, every day is just flying by you.
那到80岁的时候是每天像在飞的一样。
And when we reach 80 years old, every day and every moment is like a flying over.
那我想问问看，李阿昭菩萨您觉得呢？李阿昭菩萨已经过了80岁。
I want to ask...
86了，那就是每半天过得很快。好。
I want to ask the eldest member here, and Azao Pusa, she's 86 years old. She say every half day is just like flying over really quick.
That I say.
法师 said that.
Okay.那跟大家复习一下上次提的啊，就是有关弘智正觉的啊。
And now I want to kind of review briefly about last time we talked about Master 弘智正觉's admonition on Chan practice.
我把重复的都拿掉了哈，那大家一起先念英文的好了。
I took out the repetition on these verses, and so let's recite it together. We recite English first.
The essential
point of all the Buddhas, the critical essence of each and every patriarch.
Okay.
Without encountering things, it knows. Its knowing is inherently subtle.Without discriminating thoughts, it knows without pairs, yet it is solitary. Not opposing conditions, it illumines. Its luminosity is naturally wondrous. Without any sign of haste, it illumines without any grasping, yet it still goes on knowing.The water so clear, transparent to the bottom. Lay fish has yet to appear. The sky so vast, without boundaries, distance out of sight. The bird have left no trace.
So, 句子很美哈。
It's beautiful verses.
那我们中文也来一起念一下。
Now we're going to recite Chinese.
佛
佛要机，祖祖机要，不处事而知，其知自为，成无分别之师，其知无偶而其，不对缘而造，其造自妙，成无毫乎之造，其造无取而了，水清澈底兮。鱼行迟迟，空阔莫涯兮，鸟飞袅袅。
那个 Harry 你会念哈， 你要不要念一个最后一句，最后两句，因为他念起来好 Q。
Last two lines, do you want to read loudly? Yeah, in Chinese.
Let me understand the last two lines.
Yeah.
公空空过摩崖。
No, last four.
Oh, last, oh, all four.
Yeah.
水水清车车地西。鱼行I don't know, 滋滋。空阔摩崖崖西。鸟飞恰
鸟
鸟鸟 ,OK.
你看他念起来都很有意境哈。
Put me on the spot.
Sounds really good.
那跟大家再提一下哈，主要在弘智正觉的坐禅真里面，主要是讲不处事而知，不对缘而造这两句话哈，就是历代的佛跟祖师们他要传授的坐禅的精要就是这两句话。
Every Buddha and the patriarchs and the teaching of the admonition on Chan practice, the key points are without encountering things, it knows. Not opposing condition, it illumines.
那不处事而知的这个主要的是说，就是说自己本身呢，不要有分别心，不要有多想的那个想的那种心。
Without encountering things, it knows. That means itself. And without any discrimination mind, without any distinguishing thinking mind.
那要把自己的，我们一般讲的佛性哈，是所有的众生都具有的。你要用分别的，那样它就会呈现出来。也就是刚刚我们讲的，光明远大里头不是有讲那个智慧吗？那个智慧的开启就是要这样，不处事而知。
And you want to open up a sentient being's original intrinsic Buddha nature, and that in accordance to what we talked about before this year's advocate, Great Light.
那另外一句是不对缘而造。是不要以外境外面的万法啊来做你对照来观照，这样的话因为你有外面的对象来观照，你就容易产生分别心。
The next one is not opposing condition in illumines. It really means to contemplate and not using outside phenomena as an object. So if we have if the contemplation has object, and that will arising distinguishing discrimination.
所以对你观照的时候没有对象的，那你就反而对世间的很多的事情你反而会很清楚，你也可以看到它原来的本性。
Only the contemplation without any object, and then we can observing all the things in the world and very clearly, and then we can gain the we can understanding the insight to understand the universal nature.
那我们的心量啊，就不会局限在世间上的尘住意灭上面，不会局限在它的局部上。
And then our mind is not, will not be limited to this worldly stay, like rising, abiding, changing, ceasing, or extinctions.
所以就像清水里头的鱼，像天上的飞鸟一样，它虽然在动，但是它没有痕迹。
And just like the swimming fish in the very clear water and a flying bird in the vast sky, even though it's moving and they are not leaving any trace.
那今天要跟大家介绍的是永平道元的坐禅真。
Today we I want to share with you the admonition on Chan practice from Ihe Dogen, Master Dogen.
那永平道元是日本的禅师。
Ihe Dogen is a Japanese Chan teacher.
所以我先跟大家介绍一下道元禅师的生平。
I'm going to briefly introduce to you about Master Dogen, Dogen Renji.
他是日本朝洞宗的创朝洞宗的他们叫始祖。
He is the founder of a Japanese Soto School of Zen.
他是西元1200年就出生的。
He was born in 1200.
那13岁出家。
When he was 13 years old, he left home and took ordained to become monastic.
他是1223，他的很好记是1200，所以23岁的时候是中国宋朝的年间的时候到中国去参访。
So when he was 23 years old, that is in 1223, year of 1223, and he came over to Chinese to finding a teacher, and that is in the Song Dynasty.
他那时候亲近天童寺的住持如敬禅师，如就是如此的如，敬就是亲近的敬，禅师他是两年以后他到了天童寺的如敬禅师那边去学法。
Two years later, in 1225, he went to Tian Tong Monastery, and to learn from the abbot Master 如敬。
有一天，如敬禅师呢巡堂的时候，就是人家在打坐的时候，像监香他在看的时候呢，就看到一个禅众啊，是出家众。在打坐的在打瞌睡，他就眼睛瞪得很大，就高声的骂说，参禅是要身心脱落的，你怎么只顾得打瞌睡。
One day Master 如敬 is patrolling the Chan Hall and as a timekeeper, and he saw a monk is dozing off, and then and his eye was bulging staring at the monk and shouting at the monkInvestigation Chan is to let go and shedding off the body and mind. How can you hear dozing off?
所以这个禅僧呢就吓得就醒来了。
And this monk and all of a sudden and got scared and then woke up.
那道元禅师那时候刚刚在旁边，他也被这个呵斥啊，就是大声的骂的时候，他当下身心就脱落，他那时候就开悟了。
And then at that time, Dogen Renji, it was sitting next to this monk. And so as soon as he heard this shouting, instantaneously, his body and mind is shutting off. And then he become enlightened.
那他那时候还是在如敬禅师这边，两年以后他就回到日本。
And after 2 years later, he went back to Japan.
这中间还有一些过程我就跳过哈。他就在日本的福井县新建那个永平寺。
And later on, he is in this, Fuku City and then build a, Ihei-ji, that means, Yongping Monastery.
所以一般称道元禅师都叫永平道元。
That's why, normally, people call,Master Dogen is called Ihe Dogen.
所以可是他的大概54岁就过世了，他是1253年生病就过世了。
In year 1253, because illness and he passed away, he's only 54 years old.
那道元禅师他虽然54岁就过世了，可是他有正法眼藏95卷啊，永平清规，还有就是半道话、普劝、坐禅仪这篇也很有名的哈，宝庆记的著作。
Even though he only lived to 54 years old, but Dogen, he has many writings, and few famous one is 95 chapter of the Treasury of the True Dharma Eye, and then he has general advice and on the instruction for Zazen, and he has advice on studying the way, and then he has disclosed on the practice of the way, many different articles.
那他的弟子叫孤云怀藏啊，也有一篇《正法演藏随文记》的一书。
His disciple, Kong Ijo, and also has writing this book, gleaming from Master Dogen's saying.
那道元禅师回到日本以后呢，他把中国的禅法默照禅传到日本啊，就日本呢。在日本叫曹洞宗是以止观打坐为他的独特法门，所以在默照在中国叫默照禅，到日本的时候叫日本禅，叫止观打坐。
Dogen Renji, when he returned to Japan, he bring back and to Japan the Chinese Chan method, silent illumination, and he founded a Japanese Soto school of Zen. He using this very special style, just sitting, as he's teaching. In China, we call silent illumination. In Japan, and they call just sitting.
道元禅师他认为啊，坐禅是最重要的修行。
Master Dogen think Zazen, that means sitting meditation is the most important practice.
仅仅坐禅呢，就包括禅的全部。
Just Zazen itself is encompassed the totality of Chan.
只要坐下来呢，就直接能够成佛。
As long as you can sit and you can directly achieve Buddhahood.
所以它就称为坐佛。
That's why a lot of time we call sitting Buddha is sitting down and then can directly achieve Buddhahood.
道元禅师一直都很强调止观打坐。
He always emphasized just sitting this method.
就是现在的永平寺啊，还是坚持道元禅师的中风，就是止观打坐。所以日本人呢，又把止观打坐也叫道元禅。
Even until now, EHG,Yongping Monastery still and persistently and uphold Master Dogen's tradition in Japanese called Dogen Zen.
所以后来的人也称为他的禅风为默照禅。
Later on, people also call the style he's teaching called silent illumination.
现在很简单跟大家介绍什么是止观打坐，只要有时间的话我再细讲啊。止观打坐的意思就是打坐，只是打坐。
Now I'm just going to briefly introduce just sitting. Later on, if we have time, we're going to further detail. And just sitting, the method is literally just sitting.
那你的心念呢，就是心里面呢只照着你身心的各种现象，不管它是酸麻痛痒，或是欢喜快乐，或者躁动，都不管你身心是如何的变化，都不要管。
Your mind is only aware all kind of phenomena of your body and mind. Regardless, you feel tingle, numb, sore, itch.Or enjoying or agitated, regardless of how your body and mind change, just ignore it.
你都不要被它所动啊，只有就像默照一样，默默的照着，你心都是细着打坐。
All kind of phenomena, and you are not, your body and mind is not moving by that, and just silently illuminate.And not forgetting, not losing and not forgetting the method, and just sit.
所以他的名字就叫直观打坐。
Therefore, and the name of this method is just called just sitting.
那我们今天要介绍永平道元的坐禅，真的原来是弘智正觉禅师写的。当初道元禅师在日本的时候，他找了很多的大师啊，都没有办法解决他心中一个很重要的问题啊。
This admonition on a Chan practice originally is written by a master, 弘智正觉. When Dogen Renji in Japan, he visited many, many great teachers, and they cannot thoroughly resolve the deep down question in his mind.
佛在菩提树下悟道的时候，他说了，每个众生都具足了跟佛一样的法性啊。既然是具足了，为什么还要修行？这个地方他就很困扰。
His question is, and when Buddha gained his enlightenment on the Bodhi tree, and at that time he said, every sentient being originally is completed.The Dharma nature, just like Buddha, since it's already completed, why should we still practice?
你们有没有这些问题？
Do you have the same question?
那周泽昌菩萨，你怎么让你自己这个心？你有没有答案？那怎么办呢？他现在就是怎么办啊？那个周泽昌菩萨还真不错了，他是那个道元禅师呢，在他那个一本书里面，就是《半道话》这本书里面，他已经写出来，就我们也知道他找到答案，而且在1225年的时候，他不是已经开有明心见性了吗 ？Henry, do you have a question?Okay.
Yeah, I think the idea is that we don't have to practice, but we have to practice very, very hard before we discover that.
You are perfect, right? 要不要翻译
？Okay. I'm just gonna briefly describe.This one Bodhisattva said, why should we practice? Because we are holding on the self-abiding is very strong. And so that's why we need a practice and to let go and self-abiding. And of course, Dogen Renji, and then he in 1225, and he gained his enlightenment, so he already realized the answer. He already found the answer.
所以在他一本书叫《半道话》里头，他也有讲哈，此法虽与人人之分上风具，就是说这个法呢，虽然是众生都具有，而未修不现。就是说你假如不修的话，它不会呈现出来。你假如没有亲自体验到的话，那个东西就不是你的，不证无德。所以他就知道修行很重要。
Since Dogen Renji already found the answer in one of his writing disclosure on the practice of the way, he mentionedThis Dharma, even though everybody's already completed, but without practice, it will not reveal. Without self and verify, it will not attain.
所以说，本来是有佛性的，本来是有法性的，不过有了污染的法性，经过修行，慢慢的就把法性给洗干净啊。
Therefore, and the Dharma nature is already there, but it's a defile or contaminated. Dharma nature and have to go through practice.
就好比采矿的人啊，在河里面找到金沙，他可以说这个金沙里面有金子啊，但不能够表示这个金沙就是纯的金子，它需要不断的提炼才会变为纯金。
Since this Dharma nature is contaminated or defiled, it need to go through practice and gradually and purify the Dharma nature, just like those placer miners. And then they found some gold ore or dust in the river stream. And this ore, this is a deposit, it will extract gold, but doesn't mean that's pure gold. It still need a continuous refinement and it become pure gold.
所以呢，众生是一定有佛性，但是要不停的，就像刚刚 Henry 讲的，要精进的修行才会具足。
And this is just analogy. So that means sentient being definitely has Buddha nature, but it needed continuously, diligently practice, and this Dharma nature will be completed.
我们前面刚刚有提到道元禅师到中国求法的时候碰到如镜禅师啊。
We mentioned about before,Dogen Renji, and he went to China to seeking Dharma, and then he met Master Ru Jing.
那如镜禅师每次身坐要说法的时候呢，他只要提到弘智正觉禅师，他就非常非常的恭敬，都称他为古佛古佛。
And this Master Ru Jing, every time he preaching the Dharma, giving Dharma teaching, as soon as he mentioned about Master Hongzhi Zhenjue, he pay extra extremely respect to Master Hongzhi Zhenjue. He always call him Ancient Buddha.
如镜禅师那时候对道元禅师一直谦很严格的说，你只要看弘智禅师的坐禅针，其他的都不要看，其他都是写错的。
At that time, Master Ru Jing, very strictly he reminded Dogen Renji, you can only read the admonition on Chan practice from Master Hongzhi Zhenjue. The rest of you cannot read that. They are all erroneous.
那道元禅师也受了影响，所以他很谦卑。弘智正觉这一篇指导打坐的文章叫坐禅针啊，他也针对这个他自己也写了一篇，也写了偈子了，坐禅针的偈子。
Dogen Renji, he really admired Master 弘智正觉's admonition on Chan practice, and this verses to guide sitting meditation, and himself also write a verses on the same topic.
那坐禅针的那个针字呢，是中国古代啊用竹子做的，是针灸用的工具。
That the word admonition, 针 in Chinese, in an ancient time is made out of bamboo, and then it actually is a tool for acupuncture.
那后来针这个字呢就被广放就是被广用啊，用来治疗身心的方法都称为针。
And later on this word admonition is commonly used. Any method and used to heal body and mind is all called admonition.
所以呢在修行上呢真正的要点上的指导啊也都用针来表示。
Therefore, in the practice, the most important point, the pivotal point, and the guidance of the pivotal point, all use admonition to express.
所以他坐禅就是强调打坐的禅修那个真正他的要点。
Therefore, it's emphasizing on the teaching, and so.Admonition is the key point, is the pivotal point of the guidance.
所以他刚刚开始跟大家一起念一下。 我有没有写下来 OK 好，我们一起念英文部分好了。
OK, let's recite on the English first.
The
essential point of all the Buddhas, the critical essence of each and every patriarch.
再来。
It is present without thinking. It is completed without interacting. Present without thinking, its presence is inherently intimate. Completed without interacting, its completion is inherently verified.Its presence is intimate. It's every without any stain or defilement. Its completion is inherently verified. It is ever without the upright or incline. Intimacy ever without stain or defilement. Its intimacy sloughed off without discarding.Verification ever without the upright or incline. Its verification makes effort without figuring. The water is so clear, transparent to the bottom. A fish goes along like a fish. The sky so vast, without boundaries. A bird flies just like a bird.
Okay, 英文一念过啊，大概就有点印象啊。那中文我们再念一遍，大家看看跟弘智正觉的差在哪里啊。好，
We're gonna recite the Chinese.
差别在哪里，是不是说它比较差，是差别在哪里。
It's very similar to Master 弘智正觉's verses. And after you read through them, and you can realize, you can find out what's the differences.
那它也一样有复句，就是会重复，那总共的句子也是不多，那字还比弘智正觉的少两个字，弘智正觉有98个，它才96个字。
And it's a similar style on this kind of poet. It's a repeating a partial of the poet. And actually it's two words in Chinese shorter than Master 弘智正觉's verses.
好，我们一起念佛佛
要机，祖祖机要，不思量而现，不回护而成，不思量而现，其现自清，不回护而成，其成自正，其现自清，成无污染，其成自正。成无正偏，成无污染之清，其清无伪而脱落，成无正偏之正，其正无徒而功夫。水清澈兮，鱼形似鱼，空阔透天兮，鸟飞如鸟。
那我们第一句啊，佛佛要机，祖祖机要，这个原则上跟弘智正觉的是同样的意思啊，就是佛佛是三世诸佛，现在过去未来还有十方的佛，它根本的要点就是明心见性的清净心跟清净本心的涅槃的妙性啊，主要的他的心跟性是这两点。那要机主要的是讲我自己给他了解的哈，要就是佛已经得到了心性的机关了，那个机就是机关哈。那祖师们呢已经有得到机关的那个得到那个滋味，可是还没有全部拿到他的机要啊。那我把再到前面给大家看这边。好。
The first sentence, the essential point of all the Buddhas, the critical essence of each and every patriarch. And this all the Buddhas means the Buddhas of the past, present, and future, and then the Buddhas of 10 direction. It's a fundamental point. It really means the pure mind, the pure mind of enlightened mind. And the original mind of the original mind of purity and the wondrous nature of nirvana. And from my interpretation, between Buddhas and they already got the pivotal point. They gained it. They already got it, the most important point. But all the and every and each patriarch, they have the taste of seeing the inside, but still they did not get a hold of that pivotal point, the turning point.
所以呢，祖师们他们有明心见性啊，可是他们的悟境有大悟跟小悟，所以他们还没有完全成佛啊。在他们已经有走在过程当中，只不过机关的要领他们已经开过，那要用什么样的方式来开呢？在这边因为弘智正觉是怎么样末照的，所以他觉得那个主要的机关呢，就是用末照的方式。
And all the patriarchs, and then they're going through layers and layer enlightenment states, regardless of small one or big one, but still not achieve Buddhahood yet. So in the process of achieving Buddhahood, and there's still some pivotal point and need to be open, need to be breakthrough. And what do they use that to open? They're using silent illumination.
有一次打七的时候，师父说开悟有很多种，一个就是像佛一样，一下子就是大悟哈，就成佛了。
And one time, in the Chan retreat, and 师父 mentioned about enlightenment. There's many different kind, and there's one kind is the great enlightenment, and thoroughly and instantaneously, and they achieve Buddhahood.
那第二个的就开大悟啊，看是就近的悟，一个是开就近的悟，一个开比较深的悟。
Okay.、Uh-huh.And one is the enlightenment is totally thorough, and the next one is enlightenment of a big enlightenment, but it's not thorough.
那像佛就是在菩提树下，就是就近的。那六祖坛经里头讲的六祖慧能，他不是先开了一个大悟吗？到后来五祖。跟他讲的时候他才全部透了、嗯、那还有第三种呢就是明心见性那个深浅就不一样有的大有的小那用功一点可能又再开一个悟不同的悟大小小很多的悟、
The first kind is a thorough enlightenment, and it's that the enlightenment of the Buddha and under the Bodhi tree. And the second is a big enlightenment and great enlightenment, and just like the sixth patriarch, and he does have a great enlightenment, but it's not thorough yet. Only until the fifth patriarch and gave him a teaching, and then he had this enlightenment thoroughly.And their third kind is see the inside, and does have a small enlightenment, a large enlightenment. It's not thorough yet.
所以呢，另外在打七的有一位菩萨就说，还有第四种，第四种就是久修不悟。
And then there's a disciple and say, 师父, there's another kind. And what is it? It's practicing long time and did not get an enlightenment. In Chinese, it's 不悟, you will not get an enlightenment.
就是没有悟。那师父说至少你在修行嘛总有一天会开悟的。
And Shifu encouraged him, as long as you are practice, and one day eventually you will get enlightened.
刚刚提到佛佛要机祖祖机要啊，这个就是好比阴电跟阳电一碰在一起的时候就会打雷闪电啊。那祖师们呢已经有接触到这个打雷的那个感觉啊，那还没有完全悟到，所以呢就变成机要，他还需要透过末照的方式让他全部自然呢，很重要是自然的开悟。
And the first two sentences, the essential point of all the Buddhas, the critical essence of each and every patriarch. This is really means like a negative electricity and positive electricity. The moment they're in contact, and it will have sparks and lightning and then even thunder. All the patriarch already know get in touch with the mind and the nature and seeing the insight, but still, and they still need the pivotal point and to gain enlightenment. And they may have a small enlightenment and a large enlightenment, but it's not thorough yet. So they still need a practice. The practice method is a silent illumination. And when all the cause and condition and time is right and come together, naturally it will enlighten.
那至于怎么用呢?
And how to use it?
那不思量啊，大家有一个故事啊，就是石头西迁，大家都清楚啊，他的法事就是他传法给他的叫药山维园禅师啊。有一天呢，他在那边打坐的时候，有一位出家众就问他：“你思量个什么呢？”那药山禅师就回答：“思量个不思量的。”那个僧众他就问呢：“不思量？”怎么来思量呢？药山禅师就回答：“非思量。”
In the next sentence is non-thinking. And what is non-thinking? How do you non-thinking? Master 石头西迁's disciple 药山维园 and this koan and I have this question Q&A session. One day, Master Yao San is in a sitting meditation. There's a monk and come to ask him question. And what are you thinking? And then Yao San answer, I'm thinking of something non-thinking. And then the monk asking, how do you do a thinking of a non-thinking? Master Yao San answer, neither thinking.
所以呢，这个公案里面坐禅就有三个心境啊，第一个就是思量，第二个呢就是不思量，第三个就是非思量。
From this koan, we can know in the sitting meditation, there's a three kind of state of mind. The first is thinking, the second is non-thinking, the third is neither thinking.
所以所谓思量呢，就是我们一般对看到眼前的事情啊。我们就会思考，而且很理性的思考，根据你的过去的经验呐、啊，或者你的各方面的条件，也做一些判断，那个就是叫思量。
Thinking is toward all kind of things and phenomena in front of you, and use your rational thinking, and then maybe from the past experience and all that, and you doing those kind of rationalize. The phenomena in front of you.
那不思量呢，是你有某一种思想啊，思虑啊，应该不是思想，思虑呢，模模糊糊的一种思想的状态啊，是一种思虑停顿的一个状态。
Non-thinking is kind of like a vaguely and fuzzy state of a mind of a thought. It's a thought in the pausing state.
所以这个思量称为不思量。
So this kind of a thinking is called non-thinking.
那我们 我们最害怕的就是常常碰到模模糊糊不清啊。对，要找有意义的思想状态，我们一般都希望说得明白，讲得清楚啊。最害怕就是这样模模糊糊讲不清楚的状态。
We try to avoid in this fuzzy and vague and kind of a thinking state of mind. And therefore, and we all looking for some meaning of a mental state and so thinking and properly and rationalizing.
所以我们常常都要找具有意义的思想状态，我们称为思量啊。所以呢，我们可以称一般的有叫理性的人。
Therefore, we always looking something meaningful, that kind of state of mind, and we call proper thinking, and that's why we call ourselves it was a person with a rationality.
那禅就跟这个不一样了。禅呢，常常跟这个是相反的啊，它是它的表现出来是要不利文字的啊。常常呵斥啊，思量这种起伏的思想、思虑。
In Chan, it's on the contrary, and usually express and does not set up any scriptures. And in Chan, we recommend thinking this kind of up and downs and thoughts.
所以要达到这个没有起伏的这种。躁动的这种精神状态，我们称为不思量。
Therefore, to reach this no up and down agitated mental state, that's why we call non-thinking.
那我们另外一个角度讲，否定思量就是不思量。
Or we can say negate thinking is called non-thinking.
或者是穿透啊。放下思量就是不思量。
Or we call thoroughly let go and take it off, it's called non-thinking.
那到底非思量是什么呢？我们透过禅修啊，由不思量得到非同寻常的一种境界，是摆脱个人，刚刚有讲，不要限于局部的思想境界呢，那你就可以他用这个方式来表达哈，你就觉得在万法当中呢，你可以证得一些，用东西的话你会抓到哈一些的境界，这就是我们刚刚一开始也讲的那个智慧啊，就是佛的智慧，不是我们一般人的智慧。
So what is neither thinking? Through practice, through meditation practice, and from non-thinking and to progress to neither thinking. And this is something very unusual mental state. It's totally eliminated in personal's narrow mind of a thinking state of mind. And then to gain the wisdom and to from all dharmas to verify the wisdom is that kind of state of mind. That's why it's called Buddha's wisdom.
它是不是跟万法是分开了？它是融合在万法里头，给它成为一体的境界啊！它就叫非思量。
This is combined with all the Dharma is combined with one unity, and it's not separate from anything. And that's why this state of mind is called neither thinking.
所以它是超越被否定的思量而产生的一种思量，我们这边称为非思量。
Therefore, this is a transcend from negate thinking and then to form and this kind of thinking. That's why this is called neither thinking.
所以非并不是否定它，而是更有深一层的意义来肯定它。这就是称为禅，也就是我们一般讲的无我。
This this neither, it's not privative, and in the matter of fact, it have a deep meaning of affirmation. This is a Chan.
那我们再简单的用比较了解的啊，比较容易的，就说禅坐禅有三个心境。第一个呢，就是你还没有学会用方法的那种思量；第二个呢，就是你已经学到禅修的方法的不思量；第三个，你就超越禅修的方法的非思量。
That affirmation that neither state is no self. And in Chan meditation, and this actually have three different thinking. And the first one is you don't know how to use any method. The second, you know how to use method. And the third is totally transcend into the method.
刚刚英文部分不回复而成，不回复而成，好像英文忘记翻了哈。啊，有 ，it is complete without. OK， 那现在呢，不思量而现呢，就是把它翻成白话啊，就是不要经过思量所呈现出来的这种的呈现是很直接的，是很自然的。与生俱来的，它不是立刻的流露跟，它是立刻的流露跟展现，它是在举手投足之间它就会呈现出来的，它也不是造作的，不思量而现的那个现啊，有没有？你那边有没有？
有。And this sentence, it is present without thinking, it is complete without interacting. Present or actualize or manifest is really not through the thinking mind and then to reveal. And this kind of reveal is very direct, very natural. It's innate, it's inherent. And it's coming out naturally.
好，那不回复而成的不回复呢，它是回复的意思呢，就是有相关联的。
Without interacting and 回复 in Chinese is really interrelated and something associated with.
那所谓回复的意思呢，在我们这个尘世间啊，包含所有的一切的法界啊，所有的法界也包含在这个尘世间啊。
And the result of this interrelation or interaction is really, and one grain of dust can encompass it all Dharma, and all Dharma and can be and divided or scattered and into one grain of dust.
那我们用一滴水来讲啊。我们一滴水啊，可以跟大海的水可以连在一起。我们也可以说，桌上的一张纸头呢，你就会联想到这个纸头是怎么造成的，是植物的呢，出来的呢，还是纤维的？那植物的话，它是怎么成长的呢？是长于地球上呢？那地球又怎么样成立的？光是一张纸啊，你就会联想到这么多，那个就是回复。
We can use some example. And for example, the nature of one drop of water, and we can conclude this one drop of water, and it really connect to the water, its entire vast great ocean. And another example, and one piece of paper on the table. And how does paper form? And this paper is coming from in the cellulose fiber of a plant. And how does the plant grow? And this plant, and where does the plant grow? This plant is grow on the earth. How does earth is form? So it's just one simple piece of paper. And then you can pretty much, and it has all this interconnection of all serious question of serious forms.
主要的不思量，刚刚已经讲三个层次，主要他提的是非思量而呈现，不回复就是没有刚刚那些的互动啊，他的不回复就是每个万法都有他自己的本性啊，他的本位啊，如假如说是我们耳朵，就是它主要的功能就是要听，那眼睛就是要看，手呢就是要提东西，脚就是要走了，走路啊，它每个都有它自己的本位啊，它而且它要执掌它自己原来的位置，彼此间不会有关联，但是呢也不会有牵涉在，但不回复的意思就是这个意思。
So the previous example, we talk about interaction. And, what is the meaning of non, without interaction? And that is, the myriad of a Dharma, it all abide its own, places or its own states. Each Dharma, they don't know about each other. And each things, they are not related to each other. And all kind of phenomena is in the isolation condition.And for example, and the function of an ear is for hearing, and the function of an eyes is for seeing, and the function of a hands is for lifting and holding things, and the function of feet is for walking, and each of phenomena abiding to its original place and in charge of its original function, they are not connected to each other.And that's why it's called without interacting.
所以不回复而成的话呢，不要认为是说他只管他自己，可是他的功能性有时候是可以互相有他的功能啊，水有水的功能，火有火的功能，但他功能的表态又随他这个东西的作用跟位置而有不同，所以可以灭火，火可以化水，所以一切万物的功能呢，都有它不同的作用，但因为它相互的位置的不同啊，就有产生它的差别相。所以在这边讲坐禅真里面，不思量而现，不回复而成，就是说我们超越思想的这种的呈现。跟当万物它不回复的时候，不相关能，它怎么产生的？主要最高的层次就是这两句话：不思量而现，不跟不回复而成。
And all Dharma, of course, has these two condition, interaction and without interaction. And, but each of them has their individual functionality. Like water has water's function, and fire has fire's function, and their characteristics. And then it because the object's function and the position and become different.And water and can extinguish fire, and fire and can vaporize into water. And all phenomena, so function, they have this individual usage. And then because they are related, position is different, and that's why they have differences.And therefore, and the key point of this and two sentence, it's presence without thinking, it's complete without interacting. Complete without interacting, its completion is inherently verified. And because their interaction and their non-interaction, their differences, that's why, and they have their own individual function and individual usage, and they are different.
那不思量而现，其现自清。刚刚我已经跟大家提的，就是说他不思量而现，他是已经超越不思量的这种呈现啊，他的呈现是很直接的，很自然的，是与生就俱来的。刚刚我们有提到众生的佛性本来就有的，你不要造作的，它自然就会呈现出来。
不
再 repeat 刚刚讲的。
OK 不思量而现，来 OK So we emphasize it again. It's presence without thinking. It is complete without interacting. And completed without interacting, its completion is inherently verified. And it's because and they all have a connection with the object, and to have this kind of condition arise. It's not because the outside and cause and to complete that. It's original, just like this, the way it is. And its completion, it's inherently, it was born with it. It's direct and natural. And it's not a faking out of that.
不回复而成，其成自证呢？找到没有？
不回复。OK.Completed without interaction, its completion is inherently verified.
那它主要就是说，它不是因为与其他的人事物的关系而产生，它也不是借由外面的因素而完成，它本来就是这个样子。现在讲的就是最高层次的哈，那它的完成就是自然本来就具有的。它是很直接的，很自然的。它这边的自证，自就是与生俱来的，是很直接的，很自然的领悟它的经验，它实际证得到的。就好比我们饮水，如人饮水，冷暖自知的这种感觉一样，你讲不出来的，可是你就知道你已经有了。Henry, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Does completion actually mean that they are interacting even though they're not? I mean, they're not interacting, but it's almost as if they were interacting, but they still have their separate functions, like the...seeing doesn't have anything to do with walking, but they're really not separate because they are complete. Is that the idea?
Okay. Harry 问的问题说，这个完成，是好像是完成，可是事实上是与生俱来就有的，不需要回复就有的。Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's sort of a kind of form is emptiness, emptiness is form. It is I mean, this can't be very easy to express, right? it means they, like you were saying, they have their separate functions, and one function doesn't have anything to do with another, but on a much different scale, there is a... A completion, a togetherness, a non-separation. I mean, it's to the best that I can understand it.
Harry 说，就像空不异色，色不异空，不是很容易的解释。虽然所有的事物它各自它有自己的作用，可是整体来说这些作用还是回复还是一起的。
本来最后一个是回，我可以试着回答 Henry 的问题啊。本来师父有讲啊，开悟不是修来的，那你就干脆就不要修咯。可是你不修习呢， 你连开悟更离得更远。这个同样的事情，就是说你平常假如没有做好要开悟的准备的话，你只要想要开悟，你的那个悟不会开，因为开悟主要就是你不要有自我中心，你要放下你自己的我执嘛。这个就是平常要多练习放下。所以你平常不修行，你根本离悟很远。可是你心里一直想我要开悟，那你这个悟是一定开不了，因为跟开悟的本质是不合的。所以同样我们知道理论说是不相连的，可是我们要靠那些功能来修行。
And I can try to answer your question. And Sifu said this before. The enlightenment is not coming from practice. But if you are not practicing, you are definitely not enlightened. So, if you know, in the daily life, if you don't practice, you just think, I want to get enlightenment, I want to get enlightenment, you definitely will not gain enlightenment. And the enlightenment is get rid of self, and there's no self, and let go self. And if you don't practice on the daily life, and you are far, far away from the enlightenment, and it's not in accordance with the nature, and it's definitely not in accordance with the theory, and you will definitely not get enlightenment.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Do I answer your question?
Well, sure.
Okay. So, 因为只有二十分钟，我赶快把内容先跟大家解释一下啊。
We only have 20 minutes left, and so we're gonna speed up.
所以不回复而成，其成自证。它主要的是讲最高层次的哈，主要是要自己亲自的、自然的证得。
And this completion without interaction and its completion is inherently verified. We're talking about this is the highest level. And the main thing is you have to practice and to actualize the theory and to gain enlightenment yourself. And it happened naturally.
那其限自清，成无污染。那现在跟大家解释什么是污染，就是不清净。那什么是不清净呢？在我们佛法里面的不清净是什么？不是除了不洗澡、外表的那个不干净以外，环境的不干净以外，最重要是心里的不干净是什么？大家都知道三毒嘛，哈。
Now we're going to talk about the next sentence. Its presence is inherently intimate. It is ever without any stain or defilement.Defilement, what is that? And what kind of stain, what kind of defilement is that? And normally we think it is maybe the defilement is not clean, not pure of our environment. And here we mainly talk about it's our mind.
所以这一句主要的就是说哈，我们就用开悟好了。深层的开悟呢，它是不经过思量就呈现出来的，那这些呈现出来的东西是没有被污染过的，没有不清净的，没有和三毒的贪嗔痴相应的。
We use thorough enlightenment as an example, and this thorough enlightenment is happened naturally, and there's no defilement, there's no contamination, and it's not in accordance to three poisons.Greed, hatred, and ignorance.
那下面这个呢？其成自证，成无正偏。
The next, its completion is inherently verified. It is ever without the upright or incline.
那这边要跟大家解释一下什么是正偏。
Now, I want to explain what is the meaning of upright or incline.
那在朝洞中有一个叫洞山良介啊，他是807年到869年哈、啊，他和他的学生朝山本吉啊， 他们两个人。
Okay, now, actually, I want to, talk about Cao Dong. Cao Dong, the founder is Dong San Liang Jie, and, he lived from the, year of 807 to 869, and he's a student, Cao San Ben Ji, and he lived up from, 840 to 901. Cao Dong is coming from these two people.
那曹洞禅的主要的思想啊，是经石头西迁，禅同气。国行法师有讲过这个啊。
And Cao Dong's thought of the school of thought is mainly is originated is from Master Shi Tou Xi Qian, and his verses is called Inquiry into Matching Halves. And Guo Xing Fa Shi and did talk about and this on the Sunday lectures before.
还有叫云岩坛城的宝镜三昧。
Another one is from Master 云岩坛城的Precious Mirror of Samadhi.
他们里头的有谈到正篇回复，所以我要跟大家解释一下正篇的意思。
In these two verses, and they all mention about the outer and the inner mutually interact.
那很快的带过啊，正呢，以洞山良介的解释，正就是一种绝对啊，它是一切的根源。
And I'm going to briefly mention this. And what is upright? Master Dong San Liang Jie explained upright is absolute. This is everything's origin.
我们的认识心啊，就是我们的事，没有办法把握它，也没有办法限定它。
Our knowing mind and cannot understand and cannot grasping it or cannot limit this.
它像油漆一样的黑啊，不停的、永恒的，一直在动中，在变化中。
This upright is like it's pitch black and pitch black and like a paint.
在，对不起。
Constantly and forever and it's in the moving state.
所以在石头西迁里面，它称为里，称为暗。
Therefore, a master, 石头西迁 and then call this is called the truth and called the dark.
它代表本体，我们常常有讲到的本体，在佛学里面讲的是真空。
And it represents, the things, and, itself. And, in the Buddhism, we call the true emptiness.
那至于偏呢？在洞山良介认为偏就是指相对的杂多的。
This incline and 洞山良介 and interpret is, it's related.
那它就是代表现象界。
It represent and the round of a phenomena.
所以它就从本体界一直到现象界就是普及万物啊。
It coming from the true is true nature, true self, and come to the realm of a phenomena and universally to all phenomena.
那石头西迁这边就称为事或者是名。
And Master 石头西迁 and also called and this is the things or illumines.
那我们佛教就把它称为妙有。
And in the Buddhism, we call the marvelous existence.
所以常常会听到理事、明暗、绝对、相对，还有就是真空妙有，就是讲的正篇。
And a lot of time we hear in this almost opposite words things, truths and bright and dark and upright and then incline. It really means, and this, 真空妙有 right?
It's, 真空妙
有 it really means the true emptiness and then marvelous existence.
所以其成自证成无证篇呢就是说自己的实证呢是超越刚刚事理这些都是两分的方法啊，超过绝对超过相对超过普遍性超过特殊性独特性
and so this its completion is inherently verified and it is ever without the upright or incline and those two words is like a two duality it's exceeding and transcend it from this duality and there's no upright there's no incline
那下一个尘无污染之轻其轻无伪而脱落伪就是萎缩那这整个句子的意思呢就是说没有被污染过的这种展现你亲自体验到的它不是会枯萎的不会凋谢的它能够很自在轻松的放下脱落就是放下哈那这种自在轻松的放下不是他要丢掉什么才会得到的
Intimacy ever without stain or defilement and its intimacy slowed off without discarding and this is really the presentation of not being contaminated. It's not, therefore, it's not contaminated in this, nothing to wilted or wilt. And it can be freely and can be freely and easily let go. And that is really say that the course is naturally. It doesn't need to throw away and to gain this.
Nah.成无正篇之正其正无图而功夫这个图呢就是你设计好的你已经先想好的但事实上不是这个样子它这一句整个的意思呢它是超越正篇我们刚刚已经讲过是绝对相对的实证啊是很自然出现的一种修行它不是造作出来的这个主要的那个他这边的功夫是这种修行不是故意造作的他是跟你的生活跟你的心态是自然的一种呈现
Verification ever without the upright or incline It's verification made effort without figuring And so it's figuring is like plotting It's planned out So this is a transcend absolute and then rational actualization So this actualization is come out naturally and from practice it cannot be faked out it's really in from the life and from your daily life and your body and mind and to reveal naturally
所以师父说开悟不是修出来的但是呢你假如不修行的话你离开悟更远他的用意就是说我们修行是要我们把我们的条件都具足了开悟那件事情是自然呈现的是你自己亲身体验的不是讲出来的说出来的重点是在这边
Therefore and 师父 said and enlightenment is not coming from practice but if you don't practice you will not definitely not get enlightenment so you have all the prerequisite and a practice and together and then the enlightenment is naturally and will reveal and after you self actualize and practice and to verify it, everything will naturally reveal
所以呢最后他这个是呈现出来以道元禅师水清澈啊那鱼还是在里头游那空是很空旷鸟还是在那边飞
So on the end Dogen Renji and this last two verses and the water is very clear and and the sky is very vast. And the fish just goes along like a fish, and the bird is fly like a bird.
那我把这个跟弘智正觉他讲的水星彻地息，他讲鱼行迟迟，就是鱼要来没有来啊。那空阔透天息，鸟飞渺渺。弘智正觉是讲空性，那道元禅师是讲妙有，所以你看到鱼还是鱼，它可是它那个鱼不是已经修行过的鱼哦，那个鸟也是已经修行过的，它你看到那个有的东西是妙有，是两个是同样东西，一个是从空性的角度来解释，一个从妙有的角度来解释，所以一个鱼形似鱼，鸟飞如鸟。
Okay, the last two verses is all talk about a fish and a bird. And I'm going to do some comparison between Master Hongzhi Zhenjue and Master Dogen Rinji. And Hongzhi Zhenjue, and it mentioned about emptiness. And Dogen, it mentioned about a wondrous existence. And this bird and this fish, and you look at a fish and bird, it's really coming from the enlightened mind to look at it. And so, the fish and bird and then swim and then fly. It's really, and that's why Master Hongzhi Zhenjue is using in coming from the empty and true emptiness point of view, and Master Dogen is coming from the marvelous existence.
那本来时间差不多了哈，一个问题，有没有问题？
We have time for one question. Anybody has a question?
假如没有问题，我是很高兴。
I'm happy if you don't have a question.
那我祝福大家啊，今年光明远大。
And I want to give you a best wish about in this year's advocate and like a great light.
智慧转进。
And using wisdom to transform circumstances.
自心光明。
One's mind is bright.
慈悲利他。
Using compassion to benefit others.
希望远大。
One's promise is great.
智慧慈悲。
Wisdom and compassion.
是，他既然用鸟嘛，哈，就是像鸟的两个翅膀，要两边都要照顾到。
Wisdom and compassion is like two wings of a bird. So, and they have to be taking care of each other. Otherwise, the bird cannot fly.
那师父说，碰到烦恼，我们是凡夫，一定有烦恼。假如碰到烦恼的时候，不会拿出佛法来用的话，就是不是在修行。
And 师父said, and when we encounter vexation, if you don't know how to use Buddhism and to dissolve it, and then you are not practice.
所以希望大家有烦恼正常，那碰到烦恼的时候可以把佛法拿出来用，那你就是在修行。
Of course, and it's impossible without a vexation in our daily life. So whenever you encounter vexation, please literally bring out your Dharma and to practice, and then you and every moment you are in practice.
所以我们希望智慧慈悲日日成长。
And I want to give you best wish in your wisdom and then compassion is growing daily.
而且谢谢你们没有问题。
And thank you for no question.
哦、oh, 我好轻松。
And I'm pretty relieved.
Thank you. 也谢谢弥勒菩萨帮忙做翻译。
Thank you.
那还要谢谢大家的庄严到场。
Thank you for all your participation, listening the Dharma talk.